Honor it today as this word brings life to my spirit. In Jesus' name. Tomorrow, you know, tomorrow is a holiday. You know, it's a Memorial Day. You know, tomorrow's a day when all the banks are closed. All the post offices are closed. Thank you, Lord. You know, all government buildings, basically, or, you know, that's all closed in honor of Memorial Day, when we remember, you know, what our military, the men and women who have sacrificed their lives for us, the ones that were away from their families, you know, that would serve our country, but wasn't able to come back for whatever reasons. So we remember all military. You know, and probably, you know, as I was working on this message, just remembering the military, you know, as far as maybe fathers and mothers and children that have been in military, that has given maybe their lives or even just served, you know. But I know Memorial Day is more of ones that have served and didn't come back for whatever reasons. But we honor all men and women with their service and what they've done for us. There was a particular guy, and you might know who this is if you are any sports addict, you know, Patrick Tillman. Mm-hmm. You know who that is. Patrick Tillman was born in 1976, and he was born to Patrick and Mary Tillman on November the 6th, 1976, in California. In 1977, at the age of 21, he led the Sun Devils to a 1997 Rose Bowl after an undefeated season. In 1998, Tillman was drafted by the Arizona Cardinals. Wow. He became the team's starting safety. I mean, this man being drafted because he was so good into the NFL. But he, being courageous as he was, in June of 2002, Pat Tillman proudly put his NFL career with the Arizona Cardinals on hold to serve his country. And he enlisted in the U.S. Army in June of 2002. That gives me respect and honor to that man. I wish he was here today that we could say thank you. You don't see too many people that have a career making millions and millions of dollars every year, putting that aside and saying, I'm going to serve my country. And where he went into Iraq and Afghanistan and did all those things that he wanted to do in serving of this country. Because you see, we love our country. We love our God that has given us our country. And we want to protect it. And here we see a young man who had everything. Everything. He had money, which could buy anything, from houses to cars to everything. The wealth was there. But yet he still yearned on the inside. Because 9/11 had just happened and he wanted to go and serve his country, America, United States of America, and give of himself, you know, to our country and see it protected by God and protected by our country and by our armed forces. So he joined the military. But we know in April of 22nd of 2004, he paid the ultimate price by friendly fire, it says. And things happen. You know, things happen. But for someone to give up mega millions, for someone to give up the career that he had, for someone to give up that kind of lifestyle and go into a place that you're not going to make much, you know, you have some money, but, you know, from what he had to that, that's someone that we should honor and respect. giving of his life. That's what Memorial Day is about, to remember. But also I like to remember all who served, all who gave parts of their lives to our country and to their God. As children of the living God, our Father, don't settle where you are now, but push on to where you want to be with him. I want to show you a video of a certain event that happened. If y'all can pull that up and get it ready. You know, oftentimes, we might settle for where we are at the moment.
I don't know if it can work, because you already have it up. Just do it like you had it before.
God wants to push us.
Make sure it has volume on the team.
Into an everlasting relationship. God wants us to go further than what we think we can go. Sometimes, you know, we put the brakes and we say, Lord, this is all I can do, and I can't do more. But God is saying, come on now, you can do more. You can live out more. You can have more than what you think. I want you to watch this, and I want you to see how it took one man to push one guy, and he did something extraordinary. Anybody played football? Yeah. Okay. You know what the death crawl is? You might have seen it already. We got to see what happens. So if you would put that on, please. Thank you.
You want
to turn off the lights, please?
That seems like the aroma of your heart. Your attitude stinks. It means your heart's not right.
What?
How's your attitude, bro?
It's hot.
Then you'll be okay with the death crawl, right?
Yeah. All right, everybody on the goal line, get your partner, let's go. Come on, let's go. Tell me something, sit down.
See your absolute best.
What? You want to go to the 30?
I can go to 50.
50? I can go to 50 if nobody's on my back.
I can do a German on your back. But even if you can, I want you to promise me you're going to do your best.
Alright.
Your best.
Okay.
You going to give me your best?
I'm going to give you my best.
Alright, one more thing. I want you to do a mop.
What?
I want you to give it up at a certain point and you feel part of it. You know, Jeremy, get on his back. That's a good tight hold, Jeremy. Alright. Let's go, bro. Get your knees off the ground. Just your hands and feet. There you go. A little bit left. A little bit left. There you go. There you go. Show me good effort. That way, bro. You keep going. There you go. So keep start. A little bit left. A little bit left. There you go, Brock. Good strength. That's it, Brock. That's it.
Got the 20 yet?
Get the 20. You give me your best. You keep going. That's it. No, don't stop, Brock. You got more to you than that.
How you doing? Just rest in a second.
You gotta keep moving. Let's keep moving. Let's go. Don't quit until you got nothing left. There you go. Keep moving. Keep moving. Keep moving, Brock. That's it. You keep driving. Keep your knees off the ground. Keep driving. Your very best. Your very best. Your very best. Keep moving, Brock. That's it. That's it.
Give him your youth. Give him your old age. Give him your money. Give him your house. give him your vehicles. Give God everything. Don't hold back from anything. You might say, well, what if I lose it all? Let me tell you this, you'll never lose it all with God. He will make it come back somehow, somewhere. Give God everything. Don't hold back from the things of God. Don't hold back. That young guy gave his heart to the Lord at the end of the show. And him and his father were reconciled back together. Respect your parents. Especially if you're youth, young. Respect them. Respect your father. Respect your mother. Not only when we get older, there's a difference. Things have to change a little bit. But this was a young boy still in high school. And let me tell you, what he was saying was so true. God says to respect and honor your parents. And in doing so, long life will come back unto us. Do what God says, and the blessings and the anointing and the presence of God will be there. In 1 Chronicles chapter 11, it will be closing. King David, loved God with all his heart, soul, mind, and strength. And it says that King David started to remember in Bethlehem the things that he went through. That was his homeland at one time. That was where, you know, he took care of the sheep and the cattle and all this stuff before he was king.
He was just saying.
And he remembered something odd, you know, about Bethlehem. Was that he liked, there was a certain well that he liked to drink the water from. There was such a sweet taste to it. It was just pure and good for him. And he started, you know how you start to remember things? You ever walked into a store or a house or somewhere on the road, somewhere, and you had, there was a certain aroma, a smell, and it reminded you maybe of your grandmother when she cooked or something to that effect, and you're going, that was nowhere in your mind that you could ever think of, but it just drove you back and you started to remember those good times. And all of a sudden, he started to remember that. And it was three guys that said, because you see, that city was being held captive to the Philistines, or Philistines, whatever you want to call it. And those three guys heard, and they said, we're going to go get some water for our king. And it said that David didn't know, and they ran into there. Somehow they got to the well, they each got water for him and ran back to David and said, King David, here you go. You asked for it. We went through the enemy lines. You see, there were warriors, and we did what you wanted us to do. Not that he wanted, he just was remembering. They did it out of the goodness and kindness of their heart because they loved King David. And David took that water, and instead of drinking it, he says, I cannot drink it and have my men have no water like this. And out of respect for the whole company of army, he took that water and he poured it out onto the ground. And you think that was hard for David? He could smell that smell. He could sense how good it would taste. It would remind him of home. But the power of Almighty God was there with him. He poured it out. Jesus paid the ultimate price for us people on the cross of Calvary. You know, Jesus wasn't no weakling, little, nothing God. He was a man. He was a strong man. He was a carpenter. It says that he went into the synagogue and threw the tables because they had made it to a house of thieves and gambling and all that stuff. And he said, this is my house shall be called a house of prayer. And he tipped it because those tables were very heavy. It took a man that had strength to lift that up and to overthrow it and to turn it down to the ground. Strong man, physically. That's the kind of God we serve. Jesus Christ. the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And look, he paid the ultimate price of dying upon Calvary's cross for you and I. Don't hold back from the King of Kings. Don't hold back from the Lord of Lords. Give him all you have. And let me tell you, God will come in and will do mighty things on your behalf because you are his son and you are his daughter. You're not stepping anyway. Not with God. We are his children. We've been engrafted into the vine forever. That's the power of Almighty God. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Father God loved us so much that he sent his son Jesus that was on the right side of him to go and come and die upon the cross for us so we would have salvation. So we could be free of sin and evil on the inside of us and free from those evils of the world. We need to be reconciled back to God. If you've never given your heart to the Lord, you need to do that today. Give him your life. Say, Father, I'm yours this day. Do a mighty work in my heart and life this day. In Jesus' name. He paid the ultimate price for us. Would you please stand? Thank you.